Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Get up, show.
Well, here it is once again, the Simon Says podcast number 263. I think we said that last time.
You always say that.
So welcome to spring. It's the first day of spring tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. We always, you know, set our alarms and get up and open all of our presents for the first day of spring.
Yeah, you gotta, what was it? The spring chicken.
Spring chicken.
Lays eggs and full of treats. Yeah. And now they're even more valuable because of eggs. Am I right? Eggs, people.
These guys. This guy's the first guy that started talking about eggs.
Egg talk.
Nobody was talking about eggs being expensive until you started it. And now everybody's doing it.
Did you see that round egg sold finally?
Well, I don't know about a round egg.
Oh, there was a absolutely spherical egg that was laid by some chicken.
And that chicken said, ow.
Probably did. So they decided to auction it off for a charity.
Well, sure.
They got $500 for it.
For one egg.
But what was curious is that this happened, the egg was laid months ago. And so they said they preserved it with salt, which I didn't know you could do. You could preserve a raw egg.
Well, that's what you do with those little ducks with the duck baby inside.
Oh, no.
Those are salt. What are they called?
The balut?
Yes, that's it.
The duck embryo eggs.
So, hey,
oh, no.
If you'd love to subscribe and click a like, we'd appreciate it. If you ever want to call us, it's 336-373-0987. As you probably know, it's just Maddie and me, and we're trying to figure this stuff out, and change is hard, man. I know.
Yo, who are you telling?
I know that you have a big problem with change. I kind of just roll with stuff, and everybody knows it.
No, yeah. I've been secretly behind the scenes just freaking out nonstop. Sean's been doing a lot of comforting, rubbing my back, saying, shh, it's okay.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah,
because I don't freak out over change.
No, not at all. You have been a rock through this whole process.
I don't have a regimen. I don't have things I do in the exact same order, the same way every day of life.
We're already way behind in my day for us to be doing this, but we're still doing it.
We're doing it, man.
We're commitment.
So, yeah, welcome to spring. Couple of cool things about spring. Did you know that kids grow faster in the springtime? It's a true fact.
I mean, are they like plants? Is it because they're getting more light?
I would say it's similar.
Do they photosynthesis?
I think it's similar. Yeah. How green is your kid? Because you got to have that.
He's like a little green giant.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. But yeah, they grow slightly faster during the spring.
Huh.
Which I guess ours are all done growing. I remember buying shoes so many times.
Oh, yeah. No, I hope the growth spurt's done with the boy because he is a monster.
He's a big boy.
But
he could take you out if he wanted to.
No, he could. You know what's funny is I was giving him a hug goodbye when he was home for spring break.
Hurt you?
And no, but he did. He leaned back and he definitely picked me up. I almost jumped into his arms.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah.
That's bad when you get hurt in a hug. I've gotten hurt in a hug before. One of them was a girl who picked me up. Yeah, she grabbed me, picked me up, and I was like, oh, my God, I think my ribs are breaking. And she was proud of herself, too, man. Oh,
man, yeah.
Yep. So, I hope they're done growing, for real. How many pairs of shoes do you think the kids went through during all those growth spurts you lined them up?
A ton. And, well, the worst part, too, was it's not even the ones that really hurt were the ones that they had to have, but then they never wore. And by the time they decided they wanted to wear them, they had outgrown them.
Oh, that is a heartbreaker.
Like, that was the worst when it was like, well, are you sure you don't finish? No, yeah, it hurts. And it's like, well,
One thing, my daughter's still so tiny, she still wears her baby socks, you know, some of them.
Really?
Yeah, she still wears, like, the little kid underwear. She's so tiny. Like, she's had underwear her whole life, basically.
I'm sure she appreciates that being out there.
Oh, she don't listen to this. You kidding me?
Man, I am... this whole... You talking about the kids growing? I'm done being a parent right now.
Apparently.
God, no, you did it. Dude, I am currently dealing with two... So, both kids in different cities... Both kids' cars were broken. My daughter's was broken here, so I was dealing with that. Trying to deal with my son's car being broken in Boone. And then now I'm also dealing with my daughter and her friend are getting an apartment for next year.
Is it that boy?
Yeah.
What?
And they... Oh, not the one you met.
Oh.
No, not backpacks.
Okay.
Yeah, they pulled up at the station because she was dropping off her car because she'd blown out her tire.
She got a flat tire and you stayed so cool during that. I'd have been freaking out.
Well, I had a good... I'm just trying to portray calmness to keep her calm.
Yeah.
But, her and her friend got here and then proceeded to load 46 backpacks into the back of my car.
Jeez. You guys need some backpacks or what?
No, her and this other kid are trying to get an apartment and they're trying to move in soon because they're going to stay the whole summer. She's not coming home.
Oh, man.
I know. But I've now hit the point in my life where I've gone from needing a parent to sign my lease for me to I'm the parent having to sign a lease for the kids.
Sucks.
Dude.
But back to this being this is a boy she's moving in with?
Yeah.
Well.
He's gay. He does. Oh, okay. Oh, wait.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. Not like
it. No, is it okay?
Yeah.
To say that or would he need to dance around it?
It's fine. No, but yeah, he's not an issue.
Okay, good. Because I asked you the same thing about the dude who showed up with all the backpacks.
Just friends.
Because they went on a trip together. And I was like, what? Overnight trip? What is going on here?
No. It's a weird vibe, man. Because she's done sleepovers before. I remember the first time when she's like, I'm going to a COVID sleepover. And I was like, you think you are? And then I was told that I need to chill out it was her and her mother. Mm. I was like, it's fine. No. I've met them all.
No, you don't need to chill out. The last thing you need to do is chill out. I think you've chilled two out.
I don't know, man. But now it doesn't matter. They're off at college and it's like,
that's true.
They're doing that fun party college lifestyle. But what's driving me crazy is the apartment they picked out is a basement apartment. It's like,
oh,
it's got
God.
Two rooms and a kitchen and a bathroom. And I'm like, well, where's the living room? There isn't one.
Oh, goody.
Like the sitting area would be the kitchen. And I'm just like, oh, God, I'm dying. I'm dying. I'm like, did you ask this question? Did you ask this question?
No.
What? Like, oh, God.
Well, just think about when you go and visit and take your three dogs and you and your wife and go to the one room apartment.
I will not be staying in their apartment.
It'll be great.
Yeah. Shotgun the spot by the sink.
Also, many animal births here in the springtime, which we're about to... We're on the cusp of spring. Deer, squirrels, foxes, and whales give birth in the spring, not all together.
Dude, remember how Charlie would always talk about the fact that you can tell it's springtime by the skunks?
Mm-hmm.
When I was coming back from Richmond last weekend, so many skunks on the road.
You sure that wasn't just other drivers? Because I
thought that.
Yeah.
But then the smell developed, and then I saw a carcass, so I was like, okay. Oh, that's definitely a skunk, and that's not just Virginia.
That's a long way to go to cover it up. I carry skunks with me, man.
I got a pouch.
No,
a skunk pouch.
It is a skunk, man. Don't worry about it, Ossifer.
It's my legal. It's my legal skunk.
But yeah, I smell the skunks around town all the time. You drive down on a beautiful day like today or this coming weekend, it's going to be sunny. Drive down Elm Street, see how many skunks you smell, and there ain't no skunks. You know what I'm talking about.
No, that I know what you're talking about. Tate Street is notoriously skunky.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, Tate Street. Anything could happen.
Literally everywhere. I mean, at this point,
that's true.
It's everywhere. You drive to Costco at 9 on a Sunday, and it's like, wow, man, those skunks are out.
Or go to Aldi anytime, and there's people walking through there with their skunks on them.
Oh, yeah, the Walmart.
Jeez.
The Walmart is famous for lots of skunks.
Yeah. And, you know, I'll comment. Like, if it's somebody who's working there, like there was a dude at the Walmart grocery store.
Yeah.
And I had to walk by him. And it was just pungent. And I was like, whoa, something smells like something. And he goes, I have to check on that.
I think you actually literally confused him. He's like, I don't know, is this a smell?
So as you may or may not know, I had a flood at the house. I don't think we've talked about that on this. We talked about it on the air.
Okay, yeah, it was on the air that we talked about it.
So I was sleeping, fighting with sleep as I do, at 4:30 in the morning, and put my stupid torture device CPAP on to say, all right, I'm going to put this on and get a couple of solid hours of sleep. Saturday morning, March 1st, going to put up with it and get some actual sleep. Then I hear this noise, and sometimes the thing will make a hissing noise. So I was wearing earplugs. Here's the thing. I was wearing earplugs.
Do you normally?
Yeah. Okay. When I'm wearing that thing. So I'm squeezing it, pushing on it, pulling on it, trying to get rid of that noise, and it wouldn't go. So I took the earplug out, and I still heard the noise. I turned the machine off. I still heard the noise. When I stepped out of bed, the water in my bedroom floor went over my feet.
That is so crappy.
It was the worst. And the thing is, what do? You hit the floor and you're standing in standing water in your bedroom. And then I run into the bathroom where it's also over my feet, find the little valve. It was the feeder line into the toilet broke somehow. There's 100-year-old houses that have never replaced that. Somehow I got lucky.
And that, and not even like a case of it was so cold that a pipe burst. It just gave up.
It just broke.
It just decided that was it.
So I turned that off and then immediately started throwing down every towel. There's the linen closet is right there at the top of the steps outside my bedroom. Throwing down every towel in the house and like thinking, this isn't going to do anything.
No,
this is not going to do anything. So I get it turned off. I got towels and mats and blankets all in the floor trying to soak the water up. Then I hear the waterfall going through the ceiling downstairs. That's, you know, water's got to find its way down.
Yeah.
So I go downstairs and the kitchen is just pouring, man, all out of the ceiling fan, all over the kitchen. Water standing everywhere. I go in my den where I live.
Yeah.
That's the place where we spend all the time.
Right.
There's water pouring onto my white couch, coming out of the canister lights, out of the lights in the ceiling.
No, I know. And I've had the water come through the light like once or twice in my life. And
really?
It was just because of a leak in the roof kind of thing.
Terrifying.
Yeah, well, it's the worst thing. Seeing water leak through an electrical thing is already terrifying as it is, but it's the worst feeling because, and I hate it for you because there isn't much you can do.
No.
It's like, I mean, even if you got a shop vac and started vacuuming water, it's, you're trying to keep up gallons.
Yeah. They don't make shop vacs like that, I don't think. I was freaking out, obviously freaking straight out, running back and forth, picking up towels, throwing them in the bathtub, throwing more down, picking them up, throwing them in the bathtub.
And your kid wasn't home for this.
No, thank God.
Well, I don't know, man. It might have been nice to have an extra set of hands to yell at, but
absolutely not.
She probably would have freaked out.
Absolutely. All right. So I call my friend Mark. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know who to call. I call my friend Mark and he answers. He's like, oh, I was just getting the paper. What's up? And I'm going, hey, I don't know what to do. And it was really like that.
Yeah.
My house is flooded. I don't know what to do. And he told me, don't call these people. They will take over your house and you won't get it back. You'll have to live somewhere else and all this. So he gave me the number of the 911 restore people. They got there within the hour.
Really?
Yes. They came rolling in immediately.
So it's important to know. So if this does happen to somebody, like, say, myself or whatever, so who did you call?
911. 911. Not 911. That's the name of the company. Go around that way. 911 Restoration, I think, is the name of it.
Okay. Because I wouldn't even know. I mean, that's the thing. Like, when you were talking about that, I didn't know what to do in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
It's like, I wouldn't know what to
do. Pitch dark, man.
No. I mean, it's bad enough when you wake up for the dumbest thing. It's like that, where you have to spring into action.
Jeez.
And actually, like, react to something.
So they get there within the hour, and they start setting up their machines. They've got these giant dehumidifiers and these fans and stuff, and they got them all over the house, upstairs, downstairs, everywhere. And I said, well, is this better or worse than what you thought you were walking into? And they were like, this is a little better.
Why don't they ever, it's like bedside manners, just always say, oh, it isn't that bad.
They were great, though. They said, we're going to take care of you. Everything's going to be all right. We're going to take care. Talking about my house flooding, bro.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
So the equipment was in there. Didn't have my bedroom. Didn't have my den. Barely had my kitchen. Sleeping on a twin bed in the house, stuffed up in the corner.
Which, again, to go back to what we started out talking about, how well we all deal with change.
Oh, my God. Anything different.
But what are the positives that came? What are the positives that came out of this? What changed from this disaster that you probably maybe thought about doing, but you just didn't jump and do it? But this disaster now has made you have to do it because things have been rearranged. Things have been moved.
That's a good point. Kevin is with us, by the way. That's Kevin. I'm going to probably either get new floors or get refinished floors out of the deal, which needed to be done.
There you go.
I'm going to get some paint out of the deal, which needed to be done.
There you go.
Don't you also have to take stock of all your stuff and because you're moving your stuff around?
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe there's some stuff.
Inventory check.
Yeah. Inventory check. Maybe we can whittle down a few things.
Don't go crazy.
We can't say whittle with him.
Okay.
Swap.
Swap. There you go.
Swap for him.
Yeah, so move some stuff.
Move. Move some things. And then if he sees some things that he's like, I don't see the value in this, but I know what this is worth, I'm going to sell this, and then I'm going to get this.
Oh, there you go.
That's not bad.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's some positives out of these disasters that happened.
Their equipment was in the house for almost 2 weeks. The insurance company said it usually takes 3 to 5 days. And I made them stop. They were going to cut the floor in the tile floor up out of my bathroom because it was still reading water. And I was like, nope, let's don't do that. Let's avoid that because that's connected to the vanity, the tub, the shower. Everything would have to come out. Everything.
Hey, you might have blocked your blessings.
Nah, not you know any of those. No,
there's a new. You talking about the bathroom downstairs?
No, upstairs, the big one.
Oh.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
I understand a little bit more now.
No, the downstairs would have been okay.
It's funny because that reminds me of like I wanted to redo some tile in my bathroom, and my wife's like, no, because you're going to uncover something that we can't. Once you open Pandora's box, then it's done. So it's kind of one of those things, like there's a certain point like with me where I'm like, all right, I don't really want to know.
Yeah.
So with that one, it's probably like, it's fine, just keep moving.
The only reason I would have rolled the dice possibly on this is because the water damage is here and the insurance is here. So if I do open this up, then more than likely, I don't know all the ins and outs, this could be covered as well.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to get this at a price that I wouldn't have got this at if I'd have just dug it up. Because I 1,000% agree with y'all because I need to do some stuff in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And I could tell you right by the dishwasher, there's like a lump in the floor. I could tell where something's leaking. It's hit that press board and it's raised it up. But I'm scared of what else I'm going to find in there.
Unless you have a disaster, don't fool with it because insurance won't cover it if it's just sitting there.
Well, no, I'm just talking about regular remodel funds. So if this job should cost me about $2,000, then I need to have $5,000 prepared.
For sure.
God.
For whatever else could happen. I get it. I get it.
But a side note, speaking of disaster stuff, how many calls, texts, and or cards did you get after the hailstorm we got the other day?
I hadn't gotten any because I got a brand new roof.
No, they keep messing with me.
Yo, is that why they riding around? Because I didn't get none of that. A dude rolled up on the crib on Monday.
You didn't get the hail?
No, I didn't get none of that. When was this storm? Was this
it was Sunday, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
I saw people posting. Maybe it was a Sunday night or Sunday during the day.
It was at night.
It was night.
Yeah.
I saw people posting about it, but I saw nothing.
I'll show you a picture. I got about quarter size.
So this must have, because, you know, I'm in High Point.
Yeah.
So this must be for the Greensboro area.
Yeah, and some of them were golf ball, man. They were pictures of golf ball.
Oh, I saw some on some of the news. They were big.
That was terrifying because I'm just going through this disaster at my house, and then I hear like banging on the roof. I was looking up at the skylight going, come on in, damn it. Why not?
Double disaster.
which is also neat. So it's water, but it's in a hard form, so it'll smash a window, then come in, then melt.
And then like, melt.
Then bring its friends in.
And then a bird comes. No, those squirrels that have been dying to get in your house, they're coming in. The crows are coming in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right. Too much, man. So Kevin has discovered this new chicken place, which isn't far from my house. I've been watching them since they cleared the lot and dug a hole and started building the building. Now they're open. Pollo Camparo.
Mm. Mm.
And he's saying it's the best chicken in town.
Hey, say that name with respect. You say that. Say that name again. Say it again.
Pollo Camparo.
There you go.
So how many days in a row are you?
I'm day two in.
Okay.
I'm
because
day two
in. You were around yesterday afternoon showing me the box, and then you wandered back in here with more chicken earlier.
Well, because me and Sean have food conversations, but one of the things that we talk about the most, I would say, would be fried chicken or something on the grill.
Yeah.
And we have these debates about who has the best fried chicken in town. And I know what he likes, okay? So when I got put onto this, I was like, yo, I have to tell him. But last night, it was too late. Right. I knew you was probably knocked out by the time I thought about calling you.
Sure.
So first thing this morning, I'm going to tell you about it. Then the next thing, I'm going back over there because I did not know. This, first of all, everybody out there, it's a Peruvian spot.
Yeah,
I've never seen a Peruvian spot here that served fried chicken. It was always grilled chicken.
No, I agree. It's usually roasted or grilled.
Yeah, roasted or grilled with your beans, your rice, and everything else. So when I walk in the door, imagine my eyes when I see fried chicken.
Yeah.
On top of that, they have platters. They have family platters, and it's just full of chicken and the sides and everything. And you're looking at the picture and it looks so pretty. Now, I hope not to hype y'all up too much. I want you all to have the same experience that I had. But I see the ladies walking out the kitchen, and them platters look just like the picture.
Wow.
So I'm standing there trying to figure out what I'm going to eat. Oh, fried chicken is what I'm going to eat
right now.
So today when I went back, I wanted to try the grilled as well. So I got a three-piece.
Okay.
And I got a grilled breast, I got a fried thigh, and a fried leg. Now, I came to bring it to show Sean, and I wasn't going to share. Told him I wasn't going to share. Let him come in. I let him taste a piece of the crisp, and he loved it. And then I went back, and I felt guilty, so I brought him. He's got a leg sitting on his desk right now.
Oh, no, I already ate it.
Oh, you did? How was it?
It was banging.
And
it
was, you ate it cold, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's the beauty of fried chicken.
Good fried chicken. Ooh, good when fried it's still chicken, crispy, when it's cold, that's done right. And it was so pretty the way he had wrapped up in two paper towels and the grease was coming all the way through both of them.
Yeah. But oh,
it
they're translucent by the time you get to it.
Yeah. But it was wrapped it was wrapped in two paper towels with care.
With care. Both ends.
Oh, you didn't give him the plate-on-plate technology?
No, I didn't give him plate-on-plate. You know, it's dust in this building. I want.
Yeah.
We serious about this. But for it to be that cold, it had
still
that crisp.
And it's because it's like a tempura type of batter.
Yeah, I think they have cornstarch in there. Yeah. I've seen this process before. I've just never done it myself, and I don't care to try to do it myself.
Nah, why?
But yeah, I'm going there. Now, Maddie, I will say, I'm not going back tomorrow.
You might.
No, I'm not.
He says that.
I'm on a budget. I'm on a budget.
And that's expensive chicken.
But here's the thing. The prices were reasonable. You know what I mean? For y'all out there listening, let me tell you, understand my point of view on this. Yesterday, I ordered a two-piece, a thigh and a leg, with a dinner roll and yuca fries. I ate a thigh and a leg, bone in, while driving, with the bread and the yuca fries before I got back to this building.
Which I love because he comes into my office and puts his hand on my shoulder. He's like, Maddie,
talk to him.
Feel my grip.
I understand this.
I ate chicken on the off the bone while I was driving. I'm like, get your hands off me.
Right?
He's like, no, I've already. That is some insane. There's things that you don't eat while you're driving.
That is one of them.
Scary.
Which I have seen. Soup.
Yeah. Soup? Unless it's in a cup.
Yeah.
You might be able to
sipping soup. I remember seeing someone eating chicken wings in their car and just throwing the bones out of the window one time.
That's natural.
Yeah, that's natural.
But I'm like, there's certain things I wouldn't think to eat. Like, I barely want to eat, like, chicken off the bone here at work because I'm like,
that's because you're
touching
you're,
stuff.
What do you mean? You wash your hands and you get busy.
Dude, how long was I out of the room to eat that chicken leg? I mean,
barely.
Seconds.
I mean,
that chicken leg didn't stand.
I forgot there was chicken in there.
That chicken leg didn't stand a chance.
It's very good chicken. I'm going to have a side-by-side taste test with the Sit-Go, the Crispy Crunchy.
I'm trying to tell you Crispy Crunchy ain't got nothing on this.
I don't know.
This is why I come in to debate you about this.
I'm not trying to take anything away from you or your chicken, but Crispy Crunchy is a different level of chicken because of the way it's marinated. It's got that Louisiana hot sauce marinade deep in the meat.
I mean, that's cool. That's cool. I mean, listen, I'm not here to make you jump on the side of who I think the best is. We all have our opinions.
It's great chicken.
It's great chicken. Yeah. Crispy Crunchy is great as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just going to go.
You're going.
Boyo.
Yeah, okay.
Gambaro.
Let me tell you. The cool thing about that place is there was nothing there. It was next to, there's a liquor store, and then there's a restaurant that I think was a Pizza Hut.
It's way been back.
It's been every damn thing. And then there was a hole that my daughter always called the rat hole. Her whole life, we ride by there. There's a restaurant next to the rat hole. They cleaned the rat hole out, put this chicken spot in there. Check this out. Next door is KFC. Across the street is Zaxby's. Block down on the left is Popeye's.
Oh, I forgot about that.
In between the two is where churches used to be.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's the same where they closed
it's
the
chicken
churches.
Alley, son.
It for real
killing
is.
Them.
For real.
It's Chicken Alley over there.
It is.
Which is funny because if you've ever seen any, it's like, I think of Kitchen Confidential and Gordon Ramsay going in somewhere and being like, what's not here? And it's like, you're doing too much. You need to find something that's not in this neighborhood. It's like they walk in there like, it looks like chicken's really taking off here.
Yeah.
Yo, what I tell you, nothing else was over there popping but the chicken spot.
Just Comparo?
Yeah.
That was the only one?
Now, I will tell you, right beside Comparo, let's not sleep. I ain't been there yet, but I've heard great things.
Oh, the Mexican place?
The Mexican place.
Banging.
Yes.
Castanita?
I don't know the name.
I think it's La Castanita.
It's not big. It's like it sits on like a little small rectangle lot. They got the lights out there. But when I tell you, the reviews that I've heard about this place are awesome.
Yeah, I've had food from there many times. It's great. It's very authentic.
I'm going to tell you, listen, can I say this? Can I say what I'm about to say? Let me know.
Of course you can.
I judge restaurants that are not quote unquote American restaurants by who patronizes the restaurant.
Right.
If I walk into like a restaurant that is not from American culture and I see a bunch of Americans in there, it's probably not as banging as it should be. But when I walk through the doors of a restaurant and I see their culture in there. I see their people in there.
Yeah.
That's like hometown good taste. You go in there and you got straight up real Chinese people.
I think it closed.
Oh, no.
What is hometown good taste? You didn't put me on
it's
this?
It's on market. It's a Chinese restaurant.
But it's deep Chinese.
It is not like, I want a number three and a number whatever.
No. Yeah, the Chinese food here is American Chinese.
This was real Chinese.
You know what? And it's funny because it's like, there's certain places in town, it's white people Thai food.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, whereas there's other places where you go, you
get real Thai food.
Yeah.
Or at least, more authentic. Or like the place on Spring Garden that does the Vietnamese, which I can never say their name, the pho place.
Yeah.
I mean, that place is busy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Everybody's there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. You're not wrong. But you'll like that Mexican place. You know, I stopped going the way home that took me by the Crispy Crunchy Sit-Go. I don't go that way anymore because it was too easy. It's too easy to stop in there and get chicken. Because I ain't going to just get one piece. I'm not going to get one thigh. I was like, well, probably two is good, but I better get a third one for later. And shoot, while I'm eating that one, I'll be thinking about another one. I better get four.
Oh, no, I do. I hate that because I've started doing that.
Food math?
Well, it's a little bit of that. It's like, I'll go to Chick-fil-A and I'll get the chicken sandwich. And then I'm like, but I always want a little bit more chicken. So I better get some nugs to go with that. And then I got to get the fries because I like the waffle. It's like you start mathing in extras.
Well, I can't jump in on that. Like if that's the case, like I don't do that with my regular food. I just eat it. So like I may just eat the fries while I'm driving.
Yeah.
But I do that with sweets.
Oh, do you?
So when I go to Dot and Pearl's Bakery over in High Point. And when I go through the line, the cookies are first. So I get like a pack of cookies. That's like my appetizer for the car.
Is that where you got my piece of birthday cake?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, banging.
Absolutely.
Banging, rich, deep
absolutely.
Coconut.
Listen, don't judge my life. They got 3-pack cookies in there, right? Sometimes it's a 2-pack. I look for a 2-pack when I'm not trying to be as fat. But I will get normally I might get the peanut butter or the molasses joints. The chocolate chips bang too, but I'm talking about for as far as the ride, the chocolate chips will make me feel too rich. It'll fill me up as far as I won't be able to enjoy nothing else later. I still want to have a little bit of the appetite, but I would destroy three pack of peanut butter, molasses, even chocolate chip on the way home before I eat my cake. Now, no judgment, and y'all out there too, don't judge me. I don't eat the cake when I immediately get home.
Okay. You like, let the cookie settle off?
I let the cookie settle off. So the cake might be later that night. The cake might be the next day. And the fat boy in me, I play tricks on myself. Know thyself. It's a big, you saw how big the slice was. Mm-hmm. A big hunk of slice. Mm-hmm. I get him to cut it in half. So now I got two slices of cake. Because if not, I'm going to eat the whole thing.
Well, I mean, still, it's fun. Cut it in half anyway. Then you have two pieces of cake and you can just giggle the whole time. I don't mind that.
You giggle?
I have a second piece of cake.
I don't think I giggle. I might snort.
The last time. Do you know, all right, if you're downtown, there's that tiny little alley and there's a bakery off of it.
In the alley off to the right?
Yeah. So it's changed names and whatever. I think they're going by Breakfast in Paris now, but their baguettes, their bread is unbelievable.
Huh. Is it the same people that own it, or is it
different? I don't. The guy who bakes is the same. My wife went in there, and she's still trying to figure out their deal. I always feel bad when somebody has a terrible social media presence because it's like, oh, you're killing yourself.
Yeah.
But their bread is so good. So we've been eating bread. So talk about fat people stuff. We had a baguette on the counter with the butter and a knife, and we'd just slice off pieces
just
and butter it up
by and eat bread.
Yeah, it was walking bread. When we were downtown for the Winter Wonderland, they were open late. We had grabbed a baguette for like the next day to eat, and I was so hungry. We hadn't had dinner, so I was just ripping chunks off. So I was just raw dogging a
walking around,
walking
eating.
Around. Yeah, I was feeling very Parisian. Like I was like, I'm very cultured. But me, it was just my little fat kid.
You just needed a cup
bread.
Of butter with you,
dude. I mean, I saw someone one time doing this where they had a stick of butter and a bread, you know, a loaf of bread or whatever, a baguette, and they would bite the bread, bite the butter, and
oh my God.
It's a little much.
Well, but it works.
Is it?
Thank you.
Well, because I mean, here's why I say it's a little much. The spread that you would put on, the amount of butter that you would put on the bread, I feel would differ from a bite of butter.
Maybe.
Well, but I'm saying bite as a general term. I'm not saying like I'm biting off two tablespoons at a time.
Hey, but it could happen, though.
Yeah, but still.
But I wouldn't be mad at it.
It's going to mix in. I think it's going to even out.
I try to play the odds. Like, I want to balance out a little bit. That's, you know what I mean? I'm fat. I'm not fat physically, but in my mind, I'm probably about 380. You know what I'm saying? In my mind. Realistically, I'm about 190.
Well, I always do the thing where I'll be watching, like, a Marvel movie, and I'll be like, man. I mean, like a Hemsworth comes on, and I'm like, dude, how do they do that? And my wife always looks at me and is like, you like carbs and aren't working out for a living. And I'm like, that's a good point. Yeah, like
if you had a handler who slapped the baguette out of your hand every time you lifted it to your mouth and made you do push-ups.
And then boiled some chicken and steamed some broccoli and handed it to me. Yeah,
you'd look just like them.
Your problem are the three Bs.
Bread, bourbon, and beer?
Butter, bread, and beer.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
So let me ask y'all something. You brought it up. It used to be about once a week, certainly a few times a month, I would get a phone call from one or both of you with a cooking question. Where have those gone? Have you guys gotten so...
Hell, I don't cook no more.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, exactly what it is. Like, you caught me in... Those were the... I think that was when I first moved in the house. And I was excited and I was cooking. But you know, I love my house. I hate my kitchen.
Mm.
Absolutely hate my kitchen.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
And it's... I like the kitchen that I was renting. When I had a townhouse that I was renting, I loved the kitchen way more than what I like now. So I really don't cook as much. Mm-hmm. And I think also I was doing more grilling, but I'm trying to get back to that this year.
What about you? Have you become an expert? I know your wife is a good cook too. So do you go to her now?
No, you know what it is? And it's funny you say that. I haven't gone rogue on much anymore. That's become kind of a... Food has become a bit of a touchy subject, only in the sense that I'm trying to cook stuff that my wife, she's going through a weird food thing.
Huh.
So it's like, she's real picky, like real picky. And like, I'll cook something and be like, this house stinks, it smells. And I'm like, I think it smells delicious because it smells like food. So my point is that I don't think I'm doing as much out of the box. Like the other day I did something different, but it wasn't I had a quick recipe off of the talk. And I think that might be it too. Like she'll say, like she's coming to me now with like, she'll share a TikTok and be like, let's try this. We did corned beef for St. Patrick's Day, but this year we smoked it.
Oh, ooh.
So I smoked it and then finished it in the oven, you know, in a braise. And instead of slicing it, we just pulled corned beef.
Can I jump in here?
Sure.
Here's my question. Why we ain't seen none of this? You just said you smoked corned beef?
He said that too, because I already ate it.
Well, yeah, right.
What you mean? You eat the whole thing? Y'all just cooking a portion for two?
Yeah, well, that's my new life too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to cook just like, we buy chicken at Costco, and they come in the two-pack breasts, like when you buy the big whatever their thing of chicken. I've even gotten to the point now where we take out a two-pack, and then I take one breast out and freeze the other one.
And then I rinse out my paper towels and hang them up to dry.
Yo.
But we're cooking for two, so it's like...
Okay, here's my thing. This is what I do, because I'm cooking for one, but I still cook like I'm cooking for...
Me too.
I cook for like people. I don't know how to cook like a one-person meal.
Well.
But what I do, because we don't waste no food. Let's say I cooked today. What's today? Whatever today is.
Wednesday.
So then by Friday, if I have not eaten the rest of that, I freeze it.
Yep. That's what I do.
So and I freeze it in portion sizes with the food saver. So when it's time to unthaw, I just put it in some warm water, some cold water, let it do its thing. And now I got a meal because it's way cheaper than buying frozen meals or buying stuff out of the grocery store. I got something that I cook.
We've been reusing, so we've been working on whittling out our freezer, and so like we have a bunch of stuff that's portioned out. So we'll do that, and we'll take that. There's one though that I keep going back and forth with. We had made a bunch of stuffing for Thanksgiving, and I wasn't even that. It was not my best batch. It just was over seasoned in my opinion. So we'd done this thing where my wife took she had seen on TikTok where he took ground turkey and mixed it together and basically made a Thanksgiving loaf. And that's the problem. So I keep going back to it.
Gross.
So you took stuffing and
mixed it with ground turkey and then made it into like meatballs.
I freeze stuffing every year because I make enough for 40 people and we don't have 6 or 7 people at Thanksgiving. I cut it into portions, bag those, double bag it, put that in the freezer, break that out. You can't imagine how good a Thanksgiving stuffing is with steak.
You don't have a food saver?
Yeah, I do.
Do you use that?
I'm out of bags and I don't know what to do.
Go to you need to go like to Costco or something and get the big box so you don't run out. I got the
Amazon.
Big box. Either or.
I'm getting stuff on Amazon every day. Okay.
I bet you can find some Temu ones, but those are sketchy.
Hey, this is
big. Fit a Cheerio in it.
Yeah, don't do Temu.
What are you doing?
I got a leg cramp.
Walk it off, man. Jump around some. Are you drinking enough water?
Let me punch you. I don't see a pack of mustard in here.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
What the hell?
So, you know, somebody asked me about freezing, and I'll leave this here. And they say, one of my friends that called me and asked me, hey, can I freeze this? And here's my answer. I say, you can freeze anything.
Absolutely.
And you know why I say freeze anything? Because Jabba the Hutt froze Han Solo.
True that.
Shipped him across the galaxy.
Made a nice soup out of him.
Unthawed him. And he played in a lot of movies. Yep. He ain't died till his son killed him.
That's right.
Come on now.
And I'll never forgive him for that.
Never forgive him for that.
But you're right.
Jabba showed us the way.
You can freeze anything.
They froze Han Solo. And in the proper care, you can freeze anything.
He's right.
I just pictured my meatloaf in carbonite.
Hey, listen.
Shooting through space.
Boba Fett took my leftovers.
All right. We got to wrap it up. It's been a little slice of heaven. Kevin, thank you for stopping by.
Oh, no problem.
And thank you for the delicious chicken. Delicious chicken.
Oh, man, listen. Y'all go check that spot out when you get a chance. Listen.
I still have a bite on the bone in there. I left it for later.
hey, that is the ultimate of fatness.
You know.
You just save a little piece because you know in about an hour you go wish, damn, I wish I had that. Like, oh, I got that last
little
bite.
Bit of flavor.
Look at heaven.
All right, do we want to do a final thought? What's your final thought, Maddie?
No, I think Kevin nailed it. Jabba the Hutt innovated freezing.
I agree.
Yeah, it is.
You can't top that.
Hey, drops the mic on that.
Don't forget, subscribe, like, call the Simon line so you can be part of the action. 336-373-0987. Also, we got the pushy button talking thing on the app. You can listen to us anywhere in the world and talk to us while you're doing it. So we'd love it.
What up, Sharon?
Next time.
Bye. Get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.